Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 370.
Today we have a question from Tammy, who is a new questioner. Welcome to the conversation. It's always great to have a new victim. Tammy asks, does anyone write the scenes of a novel in order? Am I alone in jumping all over the place and then putting them in the timeline afterwards? My first novel is now with my beta readers. Yippee! Following Stephen King's advice in On Writing, I have already begun my second work and am in love with it. Both books are very different. The first is an epistolary novel and predominantly non-linear. My second novel goes in chronological order. I don't know if it's because my first work had so many different pieces and jumped back and forth, but for my second novel I've found I'll write whatever scene is interesting to me when I sit down for my session that day, or I'll write several from a particular character's point of view even though they won't appear next to each other in the final work. At least with this book, it's easy to know where the pieces should fit. Is it unusual to write things all over the place? I'm asking this more for curiosity than anything else. I know me, and I wouldn't be able to write if I had to do it in order. I was simply wondering if I'm alone in my squirrel tendencies. Well, Tammy, not everybody writes in order, and not everybody who does write in order all the time. I myself tend to shift back and forth depending on the sort of book I'm writing. I've been known to write strictly in order into the dark. I've written to outlines, I've written to scene cards, the book series I'm currently writing. I'm writing it roughly in order, but then I'm frequently finding out that I've got the order wrong, so I'm having to reshuffle them as I go, as the story reveals itself to me more. It's a combination of all the methods I've ever tried so far, which is probably why it's taken me 25 years to grow into being able to write the damn thing. Everybody's got a different process, and some people go through a number of different processes as they grow as writers, and some people change up depending on the demands of the project. So, are you weird? Well, yeah. But I know that because you listen to this podcast. Are you weirder than anybody else? Yeah, probably not. Everybody's got their eccentricities where their craft is concerned, and don't worry about it. You're obviously not going to, judging by the tone of your letter, but yeah, don't worry about it. You're doing fine. Congrats on the second novel, and yeah, keep them rolling. Don't give yourself time to cool off between books while you wait to perfect one. That's a recipe for low productivity and lots of second-guessing of the self that does nothing to improve the quality of the work. Thanks for writing in. Please send in any other questions you got. It's always great to have a new person in the conversation. And I will see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.